transpired with the quarterback position this week and then going back to Tyrod, obviously?
Yeah, just, well, obviously, you know, Nate struggled. But he's a rookie, so we expected that. Some things he probably learned from last game. And now Tyrod's the guy again. So we're used to him. I mean, not a lot has changed with that. We'll go out there and continue to battle. Just get that first win.
How can a veteran trying to get the playoffs be matter of fact about, oh, he's a rookie, he's going to struggle?
No, well, not with Charlotte. Just, I mean, as far as just, I mean, it's hard. You know, this league is really hard. And you don't see a lot of just rookies come in and just kill. You know, that doesn't just really happen. You know, because every game is like a learning experience. You know, it's new to them. And I'm only talking to you like that because I've been a rookie. You know, I know how hard it is from when I first started playing to, like, playing all the time and experiencing different situations in the game. You know, battling adversity, first half or first quarter, you know, trying to find a way to get it positive again compared to a rookie when it's just, you're in a tough situation because you want to do the best you can do and things may not work out. And then, you know, it's that snowball effect. This happens and that happens and this happens and that happens. You know, so I've been there too. So I was just talking basically off of experience from being a rookie to being a veteran.
Are you personally glad that Tyrod is back in there this week?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess I'm biased because, you know, me and Tyrod have chemistry. You know, I know him very well and I know what type of work ethic he has and the type of preparation he does every week. Even before the season started, just the preparation and training together with Tyrod for this season. So I know puts a lot of hard work into this game, you know, but I think right now he's our best option to win. You know, and the good thing about Nate is he has a bright future. He really does. He's talented. So we'll get back to the drawing board. We have some good plays for this week. And hopefully we can put some points up. We can take care of the ball, you know, and get a win.
Did you think Tyra gave you the best chance to win last week?
That's not really. That's not really my. That's not really.
Last week and then deal with this week. How could it change in 1 week?
I mean, well, you see how the game went. You know, the game didn't go well. You know, so I feel like Tyrod is the best chance to win. You know, right now.
Did the decision last week impact?
Because last week we didn't know. I mean, you didn't know. Coach made the decision. Whenever it was, we didn't know how it would turn out.
Did the decision Sean made last week impact the way he's perceived or respected or thought of in the locker room by the players?
I mean, if Nate went out there and played great, you know, Coach is the best man on earth, you know, and he's saving our season and et cetera, et cetera. You know, and he didn't do well, so it looks like it's a bad decision. Before or after the decision was made, when I talked to the press, I said that it's one of those situations where, I mean, if Nate does great, everything is excellent. If he doesn't do good, it's a bad move. So, I mean, it's one of those situations where it's like, it is what it is.
Hey, LeSean, how much has your struggles on first down hurt you guys overall for the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, no, seriously, I mean, just negative yards in general, you know, kind of hurts the offense. And it's so hard to get first downs already. You know, when you get a negative run or negative play, I mean, it makes it even harder, you know, to get a first down.
LeSean, going back. Success in the run game, LeSean, last week, and there have been other games where you guys have had success. Stacking them back-to-back, though, has been a little bit of an issue. Do you feel like there were some things you guys found last week in terms of scheming things up that you feel you can repeat that success again this week?
Yeah, we did some good things last week. Guys block well, you know, the running backs, we read the holes well, and, you know, we prepared hard. We knew that we could get some lanes in there, you know, just the ability to make guys miss when we got on the perimeter. You know, and that's kind of how we run the ball. I mean, so we just got to continue just to be consistent. And like you said before, just putting back-to-back games together in the running game.
LeSean, why is Tyrod, in your opinion, the best person at helping you right now?
I mean, considering how the game went last week, you know, we just couldn't get clicking. Couldn't get something going, you know. And I think Tyrod does a good job of protecting the ball, of turnovers, you know. And he's a veteran guy. He's been around a little bit. I think right now, I think it's best that, you know, he's in there and kind of getting it rolling for the offense.
Do you
More just a trust, more trust than anything. More trust.
Do you feel that was a little all together on the offense? Do you feel like guys just are more comfortable and trust him more?
I just seen Tyrod in bad games he's played or bad situations where he's answered, you know, and you could count on him, you know. Because sometimes, man, like myself, there's plays where I might make a bad play, but you don't want it to keep affect you the whole game, you know. And turning the ball over last game was bad for us. You know, you can't win like that.
Do you think we're going to see any difference in the way Tyrod plays after coming off being benched?
We'll see. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Well, Sean, what message do you think this quarterback switch sends? Because last week, McDermott's talking about, you know, building for the future, and it's about looking ahead. But then this week he's talking about you guys are still in the hunt and playoffs.
Well, we're still in the hunt. I mean, if you look at it, it's the playoff picture. We're still in the hunt. Just got to execute and win some games. That's the only thing I can really worry about. That's the only thing I really care about. You know, everybody's future here in the NFL, I mean, you can't predict it. You know, so you never know. But the one thing we can control is just go out there and put a hard effort and get a win, you know, so we can have a realistic shot to be in the playoffs.
LeSean, if in fact order has been restored with this switch, how does the team recalibrate after such a seismic shift that's happened over the past week?
Like myself, I mean, it was a change, you know, and then now they changed again. You can't let it affect you because at the end of the day, we got to play the game. No matter if I'm playing quarterback, the game's going to be played. You know, everybody wants to do their best to win the game. So you kind of put the small, I guess, distractions or the small changes that's been made, you put it past you because you're trying to win the game. So whoever's the quarterback, we're ready to roll.
Is this a must-win game for Sean on Sunday? Is it a must-win?
Yeah, no, it really is. And we really got to win this game.
What does Andy Reid mean to you as a coach and as a person?
Andy Reid, no, I love Coach Reid like a family member. Since he's drafted me, we've always been tight. We still are, you know. So I'm looking forward to having a big, big game against them. And he knows that, you know. But they're a good team. They're disciplined. They play hard. Got a lot of talent. Sounds like an Andy Reid team.
Does it mean something a little bit more, though, to have a good game against?
Yeah, I'm actually 0 for 2, 0-2 against Andy the two times I played him.
So you feel like you own one?
I own one. Then the first time he came back to Philly, in 13, I put some big numbers up, but we lost. And how about he didn't talk to me the whole time and then try to call me after the game? I'm not talking
to
him. No, I didn't answer. But we talked like 2 weeks after that. He's like family, though, so it's like if you're mad at your brother or your uncle or your dad, you know, eventually you'll talk. I love his wife, Tammy. She's nice, huh?
So,
they're similar. They're similar, and the terminology is very similar. They're both very smart. They are different, though, you know. So I can see some similarities in his coaching style, but, you know, Sean's a lot younger. He's a lot more hip to my generation compared to Andy. Andy's more old school. He sits back in the back and lets the veterans control the team, where Sean is more hands-on. So that's probably a big difference. And Sean's a lot smaller.
Sean, they're 29th against the run and 28th against the pass, so it looks like there's yards there against this team. What do you see on film that makes you think you can really move it on?
Yeah, another thing is, that's major too, just how you know, 28th, 29th is to run in the pass. But a lot of guys are hurt. A lot of guys are banged up. You know, so a lot of backups are playing. And you can see it. Usually we have, like, the starters together. They all, like, know how each other plays. They play off each other. So it's a lot of new guys that's kind of filling in the shoes of a lot of starters. Yeah, I mean, that's tough. You don't have your roster.
Well, Sean, you talked about you didn't know about Nate until you got to see him play. After the way that game went, was it such that as long as you guys are still in playoff contention, you could not go back to him again then for the sake of the locker room?
Well, I mean, that's Sean's decision, you know. But the good thing is with Nate is he's going to have a bright future. Nate is very talented. He really is. He's a young kid. rookie. He'll learn. He'll get better. Have a bright future, but that's Sean's decision as far as, I mean, if he's up, if he's down, I don't make them calls.
Do